Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girls. I'm your girl, Marita.
And this is Chan.
How's everybody feeling out there?
<We're doing well. laughs> How was your week?
Good, good,
I think we got a lot going on. What's up with you?
Yes, we do have a lot going on. Well, I'm actually just, you know, trying to get everything in order for the Bad Girls Conference. If you have not gotten your ticket for the second annual Bad Girls Conference, please do look us up on Eventbrite. We've got the Bad Girls Conference Facebook page. What else? I think it's badgirlsconference2015.eventbrite.com. You can get your ticket there. It's only $20 right now. $20. Lunch is included.
A
full day
discount, guys.
Of workshops on fashion, beauty, everything. Like, get you some styling tips. We've got celebrity makeup artist Mona Biddle in the his house. A lot of things are going to be taking place. Some wonderful entertainment. We've got contemporary Christian artist Sylvia Jones, gospel rapper C. Dot Woods. My God, is so awesome. Awesome. I mean, like, he is awesome, for real. We have got a packed day. We're going to be giving away possibly some salsa lessons as well during the day. So you don't want to miss these great raffles that we have. There'll be book giveaways. You're going to be able to meet some phenomenal authors and things like that. So there's a lot happening on this day. Saturday, August 29th. Come with your daughters, ladies. Like, this is a very positive environment. Positive and powerful environment, might I add. So you ain't gonna want to miss this. You better be here for real, though. Like, seriously. Yeah, but other than that, you know, I can't even talk about everything that's happening and going on, but a lot of great things. Definitely what's been happening with you, Jen. School's about to start back. I'm not ready to start back with the kids. Nope.
Right. We both had a break this summer. We didn't have our kids here. We were basically like single and running free. And it's time for the kids to come home soon and back to mommy duties, you know, and all that good stuff. So it's, a lot of new things are happening. Moving on to new, better things. And I'm really excited for this new chapter in my life. And,
Absolutely.
I can't wait for the Bad Girls Conference and deliver.
Yay.
I'm definitely excited.
Ladies,
about that.
It's all about, like, elevating yourself. Whatever you're doing, you're supposed to elevate. Each year, you got to do something greater than you did the year before. Like, you cannot continue to stay the same every freaking year. If you are not moving up, then you ought to reevaluate your life and see what's going on. Like, what can I do to make things better? So you do not want to say that you're doing the same exact thing. Like, at least something. I don't care if it's one thing. Something's got to change. Something. At least
exactly.
One thing. And that's what I keep telling myself. I'm like, look, I'm 32 right now. Okay, by 33, at least got to have this now. I got to step up at least once, you know? So,
right.
You know, me and Jen have these conversations offline a lot as well. And, you know, we mean it. Every year we've got to move up. Like, we'll be like, at this age, we can't be doing this now. So,
exactly.
Have these conversations. Right? Have these conversations with your girlfriends. Y'all are supposed to motivate and empower and uplift one another to want to do better than what you're doing right now. If you see your friends aren't doing, you know, quite well, you might want to bring it to their attention. If you're, like, their true friend, they might not like it, but, you know, we always tell each other stuff we don't like and want to hear about each other. We always giving each other good advice, too, and talking about each other.
Yeah.
Cool, we're friends. So, you know.
That's
just how we give
each other good advice. We just don't take our own advice.
Exactly. When we hear from her, you're right. You know what? You're right. We'd be like, yeah, that is so true. That's what it is. So we've got a great show tonight. It's the Late Night Girls, Coiled, Confident, and Chic with Naturalista and blogger Patrice Jolene. We're going to bring her on in just a few. But, yeah, give us a minute, and we're going to bring her on because she's exciting. Everybody, make sure you listen in. If you've got your natural hair tips that you needed, you need some styling tips or whatever, but you want to know about that natural hair, maybe you're thinking about transitioning to that next phase. You've been relaxed and everything. You've been chemicals in your hair all this time, and you just want to go natural, and you said, nope, no more. Patrice is your girl. She's a licensed cosmetologist and all that. So we're going to bring her on in just a minute to talk about those things. But what else is going on in the world today? There is so much happening. I thought that, you know, these police brutalities and killings were over with, but apparently not. Apparently someone else in Texas got shot the other day. And that's just crazy. I'm like, is this ever going to stop? Like, I definitely think history is repeating itself. That's the only thing that I really have to say about that. I try to not to bring a lot of negative vibes on the show, but at the same time, we've got to talk about the truth. I do want to say, you know, it's just ridiculous, and I am just going to pray because that's the only thing that I believe will stop this. We can't do anything about it. The world is getting crazier, and I was very, very disappointed to hear about that again. I was like, how many has it been?
It's really disturbing to me because it's like, I'm hearing more and more of these stories of these, like, police brutality and these killings, you know? And it's like, I don't understand. Is it just being reported more, or is it happening more? Was it not reported enough before? Like, we didn't know about it. But, like, what is happening? What kind of trend is this? Why is this happening so much? This is what I want to understand. Like, this is ridiculous. And meanwhile, you hear, and it's definitely racially motivated, because meanwhile, you hear stories where it could be a white guy, you know, running around with a knife, and they're trying to calm him down instead of taking out their guns and shooting them. But when it comes to one of us, they're, like, ready to shoot, aim, and kill, you know? It's, like, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
That's
like,
the
there was one. I don't know if this is the same one you're talking about with a guy. He was missing a front license plate, and the cop stopped him. And I don't know how it happened, but the cop ended up killing him in the car. He shot him and killed him in the car. You know?
Are you serious?
It's like ridiculous. Yeah, and they have video because he had a body camera. And they have video and show that he just, like, pulled out the gun and shot him because the man was saying, why do you want my license or something? He was like questioning, why do you need this for if I'm just missing a license plate? And the police officer, like, just pulled out his gun and said, you're getting aggressive, and they started struggling, and he shot him. You know, it was,
are you serious?
Ridiculous.
Well, they said it was a rookie cop who shot this person. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or not. If the man hasn't showed a weapon and he hasn't pulled out anything, then there's no reason for you to shoot. I mean, they have these rules and everything that they talk about as a police officer. You know, what's supposed to happen? They go through training, so it's not like that they don't know what they, you know, are not supposed to do. They know.
The protocols, exactly. They should know.
Yeah, they do know. But they're like, hey, everybody else is doing it and getting away with it, so I'm sure the same thing will happen to me. But this just cannot continue. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to move on because the more I talk about stuff like this, I just get a little crazy. I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do.
On a more positive note.
Positive things happening in the world today. So let's focus on that right now. For those of you that might be just tuning in, I was about to say I'm Jen. I'm Marita. And where you at, Jen?
And I'm Jennifer.
And we are the Late Night Girls. And tonight's show is all about Coiled, Confident, and Chic, which is a brand by the wonderful naturalista and blogger Patrice Jolene from New Haven, Connecticut. And you can visit her website at patricejolene.com. Let me spell that for you just in case you're having some issues and you don't really know how to spell that. Patrice. JOLENE.com. That's PatriceJolene.com. You're gonna get to know her in just a couple minutes and see all the wonderful things that she has going on. I'll just tell you briefly how we met. I was featured in an article of the Women's Working Network at Yale, and Patrice had reached out to me. She said she'd been meaning to connect with me a couple times, and our paths have crossed, but, you know, nothing ever had come of it. And then one day after this article, she forwarded to me, and she was like, hey, girl, let's meet. This is a sign. And we finally did, and, you know, love the girl ever since. And, you know, we've been rocking and rolling. She's been a great person to know. So I continue, you know, to look forward to working with her in the future. And now she is going to be right here live on the show. She's going to be able to answer some questions that you might have about, you know, natural hair and everything. And she also does blogging that she just started. She is a photographer. I mean, there's probably like 1,000 other things. She reminds me of myself. Like, she has a lot of different things going on. She has her natural hair meetup that she did, that I went to one of those. And I know she's going to be having a couple more in the future. So we're going to bring on Miss Patrice Jolene, and let's just get her rolling. Let's see. We got the applause going. All right, everybody. Hi, Patrice. Are you on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Patrice. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
You're very welcome. Listen, when I posted that I was going to have you on the show, there's several people that are listening right now saying, you know, I'm going to tune in because, you know, there's a lot of naturals that are on the line that are tuning in.
Oh, for little old me.
Yes, there you got some people from Cali listening right now. So
that's great.
All right.
You got some Mississippi people listening in right now. You got some Texas people tuning in right now. So you got a little bit of this and a little bit of that at the moment.
Wonderful.
I mean, I said what I had to say, but why don't you tell people, how do you introduce yourself? What exactly, why don't you tell everybody what it is exactly that you do in your own words?
What is it that I do? Oh, wow.
And I said, you're probably like me. You got several things going on, but tell it all. Tell it all. Don't hold back.
I do. So, you know, Patrice Jolene. Who is Patrice Jolene? So I'm many things. I'm a finance professional by day, and then when it comes to my hobbies, I'm just like in love with natural hair. I'm an aspiring photographer, and then there's a host of other things that I'm getting into as well that people are like, you know, they're going to start seeing more of Patrice Jolene. I just started blogging. I have my YouTube channel, which is basically around everything natural hair. I have my blog, which is basically lifestyle, natural hair, and photography, just a few different things. I have my meetups that I just started, Coil Confident and Chic, where I created that group because in my area, I felt as though natural meetups were lacking. I can never find a natural meetup anywhere, especially when I went natural. So that's why I started that group. So I have a lot of different things going on, and hopefully to tie everything together.
Okay. That sounds awesome. And by the way, your pictures, I love your pictures. They're beautiful. So
thank you.
You do the photography. So you're really good at that already, definitely. I've read the first two blog posts. Love them. So it looks like, you know, you're on the right path, definitely. Definitely inspiring to many other young women.
Thank you.
And I remember when we talked about, you know, you starting your first meetup, I'm happy to say that I was there with you.
Yes, you were.
So congratulations to you. And you had a really great turnout. Definitely great turnout.
Yeah, I did, you know, and I was really shocked, actually. I was really surprised at the turnout.
You know
that
what? I'm
going to
pause
you
for a second. Hold on 1 second. Jen, can you hear her
Yeah.
Really good. Or cause on my end, I hear you going out in and out just a little bit, and you weren't doing that when you first got on the phone.
Okay. Actually, she sounds just fine to me. Maybe.
Okay. If she sounds good to you, then that means it must just be me then. So go ahead then and keep talking because you.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to know, how did you get started with this whole natural, being more natural and everything? How did this start with your journey?
Okay, so I decided to go natural in 2009. Before 2009, I had tried going natural multiple times, but it didn't quite work out. So I think my final straw was in 2009. I noticed that my hair, you know, it was getting thinner and it was shedding more. So I was like, you know what, if I don't stop relaxing my hair, I'm going to be bullheaded by the time I turn 25. That's what I kept thinking.
Wow.
I was like, I have a whole life ahead of me, and I would like to have hair. So I stopped relaxing my hair, and I transitioned. So I transitioned, I want to say, the fall of 2009 up into the spring of 2010. And during that period, I was wearing weaves, wigs, everything. And nothing was agreeing with me. I don't like weaves. I don't feel like myself in them. The braids, it was taking out my edges, so all I kept thinking was, okay, I'm going to be bald-headed with no edges. I don't know. But it was just a lot of things kept going through my head. So in May of 2010, that's when I said enough is enough, and I started to wear out my natural hair. And
okay.
I've just been on this journey ever since 2010, May of 2010. And during that time, thank you.
I do.
During
I love
that time
it now.
When I went natural, there weren't that many natural. There were naturals out, but there weren't a lot of products offered to us. There weren't too many tutorials on YouTube like as it is now, because YouTube is just like huge when it comes to the natural hair community. There's so many different blogs and different how-tos online, stuff that wasn't available when I first went natural. So I had to learn a lot along the way, and there weren't that many hair salons either that specialize in natural hair care. So I was my own kitchen beautician.
I know about those kitchen beauticians. Had a few of them straightening my hair, you know, back in the day.
Yep.
That is all good. Well, you got to start somewhere, that's for sure. And so now you're a licensed cosmetologist, correct? You went to school for
this?
Yes,
I am. I attended Paul Mitchell, the school in North Haven in 2012. And I graduated in 2013. So, yes, I am a licensed cosmetologist. Not too many people know because I don't tell too many people.
Yeah,
because
I was like, really? Wow. Until you said it at your meetup. So.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people was like, I never knew that, but yes. So
that's
why I'm starting to work in that now. So everything's falling into place.
I think that is so great. So what's in store for Patrice as far as, like, any more natural hair meetups? Are you having anything coming up soon in the New Haven area or anywhere else that you can let our listeners know about?
Yes. So I am in the process now of planning my next meetup. I am gearing towards October.
Okay.
So that's my plan right now. So I'm trying to get everything into place and, you know, find a venue for the next location, for the next meetup, because the last two meetups I had, they were at two different locations. So I'm definitely working on that now. You guys can stay up to date on that by checking out my website, www.patricejolene.com. And you can also check me out on Facebook under Coiled, Confident, and Chic. I have a group up there, and I will post all upcoming meetups on that group as well.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So just know
awesome.
For sure that the next one is definitely in October.
All right. So for those of you that are just now tuning in, we are speaking to Patrice Jolene of Coiled, Confident, and Chic. She is a blogger, an aspiring photographer, and she's a naturalista, is what they say. I like that term. I really, really do. So anything, any advice or anything that you can give to those that are thinking about, you know, becoming natural? Because I hear a lot of people say, I'm thinking about it. It's too much, though. I don't know if I really want to handle that. What would you say to those people?
To those people, well, first, if you're thinking about going natural, I would say just do it. Because what we tend to do as women, we tend to overthink things, and we talk ourselves out of it. And I talked myself out of it many times. And I was also worried about how people were going to accept me, how I was going to be looked at on the job, whether wearing my hair natural was professional or not. So if you're thinking about doing it, just do it. Don't think about it, just do it, and then worry about everything else afterwards. I know some women say they don't want to do the big chop. You don't have to do the big chop. You can transition. I mean, you can transition with protective styles. So that can be weaves, wigs, braids, whatever works for you. I know just all that didn't work for me, so that's why I had to just go ahead and just wear my own hair out.
Now, there's someone who did ask the question, what is being natural? Can you just answer that question really quickly? What is being natural in the simplest of terms?
I did. What is being natural?
We got that question. So some people still don't really know what do you mean by being natural? What is this? When it comes to hair, they're like, what?
Basically, when you don't have any kind of chemical in your hair, so you don't have a relaxer in your hair, so your hair is all natural, you're wearing your natural texture, whatever your natural curl pattern is, you're not using any kind of chemical service to straighten your natural curl pattern.
Okay.
Great.
That's what being natural is, personally to me.
Okay.
Whether you're not doing any chemicals. Now, some people go as far as saying, okay, being natural is you have no type of chemicals, so that's no relaxers, no color. But there are a lot of women who wear their naturally curly texture who color their hair. So it doesn't mean that they're no longer natural. They're still natural. You know, they're still wearing their natural curl pattern, but they're not using any kind of other chemical relaxer to straighten their natural curl pattern.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Perfect answer. Perfect. Well, we thank you for coming and sharing that info. Jen, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I love her message where, you know, it's something that we say ourselves all the time to our listeners. It's like just to basically accepting yourself, accepting your natural hair pattern, like you said. And I know a lot of people probably struggle with that by straightening it and putting all these different chemicals, which I have to say I did for a long time too. Actually, when Marita and I first met, I only wore my hair straight, and although I didn't relax it or anything, but I was like always straightening it because that was like supposed to be the beautiful way of having it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And I always told her, I said, wear your hair curly. I love it. And she would never be like, no. I think you were just stuck in this is the more professional look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it took me a long time. And it actually took me to this year to finally be free and let my hair just be curly and, you know, however. And it feels wonderful just like, you know, doing that. So it's like acceptance. Would you agree? Like just accepting
it
what
is.
You have.
I definitely agree. It's definitely a boost of confidence because when I went natural, I received a boost of confidence. I felt different about myself. So I wasn't hiding behind relaxers because that made me feel comfortable. That made me like fit in, you know, and be a part of the norm. Once I didn't have that relax anymore, I felt, you know, something about me just came out. I was more satisfied with who I was. So I think that's why I don't really like wearing weaves and wigs and braids all the time because I don't feel like myself.
Right.
But wearing my natural texture, my curly texture, I feel more like Patrice. I feel like this is how I'm supposed to be wearing my hair, and this fits more with my personality instead of hiding behind, you know, those other styles. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, but just for me, I feel more comfortable wearing my own natural, kinky, textured hair.
I agree. And you wear it very, very well. You really do.
Thank you.
You know, you're welcome. I actually, at one point, you know, for years, I never put a weave in my hair. And so for once, was it last year? Or early this year, around my birthday, actually, for the first time, I put a weave in my hair, braided it underneath. When I got the fake hair, had it sewed in and everything. And plus, I went crazy. I did a little bold color, too. It was all red. But you know what? That was like an experiment for me. And you know what, though? Like, I didn't feel like I was myself at all. And I was just like, this is so different. This is so weird. And, you know, me having this different hair. I think your hair definitely does change you. And it can, you know, make up who you are. You can start acting differently because of your hair. And people can actually start treating you differently because of your hair. People don't know our hair is our crown, it's our glory. And, you know, I really do believe that. And I started to act a little different, have a different attitude when I had the weave in my hair as opposed to when I didn't have the weave in my hair. And I was like, I should do, like, a whole thing on this. There should be a documentary on how, like, your hair changes who you are, your personality.
No, I definitely have an alter ego if I have a weave in my head. So I definitely have an alter ego. Just like a whole new attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, with Marita, you've always wore your hair natural and curly, and I think that's beautiful. You have beautiful hair.
I think
and it was like an inspiration for me to even just let my hair loose and be like, oh, it could be curly and whatever. But I have to tell you, when I come out of the salon, like Dominican salon, and my hair is straightened, and I've been there for like 6 hours, and I come out, I feel like a movie star. I have to say, but like, I'm serious. Like, you can't tell me nothing. I am the prettiest thing ever. But now that I wear it curly, I actually feel more confident than even when I used to like get my hair straightened all the time. And
yeah,
I really love it.
You have to embrace it. You definitely have to embrace it, because just think, there's women out there who actually get perms to make their hair curly, to get a curl pattern.
Yeah.
So if you're someone who already has a naturally curly hair where your curl pattern's already curly, then just wear it, embrace it, because there's women who want those curls that you have.
Right.
That is very
so
true.
Crazy.
Very, very true. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show on today. I mean, we really enjoyed
this.
Thank
you for having me.
You're very welcome. Listen, everybody, be sure to visit PatriceJolene.com. And do you want to give anybody your Instagram?
Yes.
Let them know where they can follow you there.
They can also follow me on Instagram at PatriceJolene_. If you're interested in some of my YouTube videos, you could check me out on YouTube at PatriceJolene as well. So all across the board, all across the social media platforms, it's PatriceJolene, except for Instagram, it's PatriceJolene_. And there you will see me talk about different hair products. You'll find that on my YouTube channel, on my blog. You'll just see different things as far as lifestyle, natural hair, and photography on there. And on YouTube, I'll give my tutorials, and I'll be doing product reviews, so you guys can stay tuned for all of that. And if you're interested in attending one of my meetups, if you're in the New Haven area, you can follow my group on Facebook at Coil Confident and Chic, and that's where I will post all meetups that are coming up, and that way you can RSVP to join and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for inspiring our listeners on today. Everybody, that was Patrice Jolene, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll catch up later, and we usually like to follow up in the future and check in and see how things are going. You have a wonderful night, and everyone, we're going to play one of my favorite songs by Tori Kelly, Should Have Been Us. That is my girl. Have a wonderful night, Patrice.
Thank you. Good night.
Walking around with my head down, but I can't hide with these high heels on. Downtown in the thick crowd, but it's just you that my mind is on. Dressed up, got my heart messed up. You got yours and I got mine. It's unfair that I still care, and I wonder where you are tonight. Thinking it could be different, but maybe we missed it, yeah. Thinking it could be different. It could. We were crazy, but I'm
I want it back. I still got a little flame for ya, even though you drove me mad. Now and then I pretend that it's you when I close my eyes. You got yours, I got mine, but I wonder where you are tonight.
Well, all right, everyone, it's about that time. Thank you so much for listening in. Tonight's the Late Night Girls, Coil Confident Chic with Patrice Jolene. We really, really appreciate you. Listen, if nobody told you that they loved you on tonight, just know that we love you right here on the Late Night Girls, but more importantly, God does too. Thanks for tuning in each and every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right, baby. We love you and we appreciate you. Have a fantabulous, fabulous week, okay? Love you much. Bye-bye.